Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Now you know that we've been watching the story in Naledi over the past couple of days, where we know that unfortunately five children had died after consuming some snacks bought from a tuck shop. Of course, there are going to be all sorts of other tests being conducted, but all that is important right now is the fact that you have a community that says they no longer want these bazaar shops operating. So our reporter, Kaya News reporter Karinda Jacques-Mohan, was out in Soweto today. Karinda, thanks again for making time for us. Just give us a sense of where you were and what happened and what transpired today.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me. So this morning, members of the Congress of South African Students have mobilized youth, including school pupils from the Naledi area in Soweto, to march to the Jabulani Civic Center. The group at that time met with the city's regional director and received a memorandum of demands which detailed regulation and localization of spaza shops. By that afternoon, the group had gathered to shut down foreign-owned shops themselves. And this has been ongoing for a week. So today, one shop in Tladi was vandalized with products such as cool drinks and flour strewn on the street. Some were also seen looting that shop, and we have video footage on our Kaya News X page. And then the group moved on to another shop, but they were blocked by private security and then police. The same police escorted the shop owners into their store to begin removing their goods. And while this happened, concerned mothers confronted the shop owners, and they vowed to return until all foreign-owned shops were shut down, because they questioned how such deaths would occur 1 year apart at almost the same time and place. And essentially, that's how the day unfolded, and we expect a similar thing to happen as tensions are still high between both groups. Mm.
And in fact, in your report earlier on, you said fortunately the weather probably is what made things calm down. You know, did they tell you if they're going to be back at the streets again tomorrow?
Certainly so. In fact, the two mothers who confronted the foreign nationals who owned the spaza shop said that they would come down, come back to ensure that even though the shop owners were removing the perishable items from their goods, that they not return and reopen their shop. So they want a complete end to this. They fear for the safety of their children because of the incidents that we have seen in the past. But more so, they also say there needs to be a localization of the industry itself.
Karinda, there were some reports stating that there isn't consensus from the community about what should happen. Others saying no, you know, there's an ecosystem here, they shouldn't be looting. And in fact, those especially who are landlords of these shops were not keen to have them shut down. And of course, there are others who totally want them to leave. Did you get that sense too?
Certainly so. So there are business interests in this. For example, many of the community members were quite frustrated because they felt that the foreign nationals who were owning the spaza shops, be it legal or illegal, they felt that the landlords were protecting the owners of the shop. Mm. And they felt quite let down by that. But on the other side is the economic issue, because many of the protesters are young people, the Congress of South African Students, young pupils as well, who feel that they are not being made part of the economy, and that if spaza shops are localized, they'd be able to actually take part in and conduct their own sort of business interest in the industry.
I really appreciate your time, Karinda Jacques-Mohan, our Kaya reporter who was out in Soweto today, just really observing what has been happening. As you know, things have been tense in Naledi in Soweto on the back of the death of five children who consumed what we now believe are snacks which were laced with some sort of poison. Of course, those confirmations will come through, but unfortunately, the community has been really unhappy and want those spaza shops completely shut down. Congress of South African Students were out as well today. On the line is COSA's Gauteng Provincial Administrator Lindokuhle Yende. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on your show today.
Tell us, as COSA's, what you wanted to achieve today.
So today, learners from Johannesburg, Soweto, took to the street to deliver a memorandum of demands to the regional director, Mr. Justice The event was a significant show of student activism, echoing the historic Soweto uprising of 1976, where students protested against the imposition of Afrikaans as a medium of instruction. The march was attended by Ntantalas, who motivated the student and also signed the memorandum in solidarity. The Congress of South African Students highlighted their concerns about the operation of illegal spaza shops in Soweto. These shops have been linked to incidents of food poisoning, resulting in the tragic loss of young lives. So our demands are very simple. COSAS is calling for swift action from the authorities to shut down these shops and ensure the safety of the community. Also, the organization is advocating for stricter regulation to prevent future accidents of food poisoning. And also, COSAS demands that those responsible for the death of these young people to be accountable and brought to justice.
So you were in the streets today. Things got quite chaotic. Are you going to be back tomorrow?
Currently, we want learners not to be disturbed on their academics. Mm. We want them to focus on their final exam, basically. So we want everyone to give the authorities to do their work. But we have also given them a certain date to give us their feedback.
All right. Well, at least, you know, you've got some sort of progress going forward. Thank you so much for making time for us. As COSAS Gauteng Provincial Administrator telling us, they came to some sort of, you know, there was some sort of movement. I wouldn't say it's complete progress, but some sort of movement. Some memorandum was handed over. And so we'll obviously keep an eye on the story.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.